Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. And I think you want to talk about Community, the show. I really do. Because all week we've been celebrating Nick Cage. He turned 55. Happy birthday. It's always good. He's been around for a long time. You know, we looked at his history on Thursday's show and talked about it. Looked at some of his movies on Ranker and where people place him and everything. His love for comic books. And he is definitely a very interesting fellow. I've watched him for a long time. Like, he's been an actor pretty much my entire life. So I've got to grow up watching him and seeing him develop into what he is now. I don't even know if he's in his final form yet. It remains to be seen. But he's Nick Cage. And the question, and the reason we're going to Community, the question posed in Season 5, Episode 2, of Community is Nick Cage good or bad? And that is a huge, huge dilemma. It's one that I've been thinking about all week, and I don't know. You know, there are some valid points that Abed makes in the show. He's, you know, breaking down that ultimately he becomes super obsessed with it to the point where he watches like all of the Nick Cage movies and develops this Nick Cage persona. And it's interesting, to say the least. But it doesn't answer the question. Is Nick Cage good or bad? I don't know. There's, you know, as Abed says in it, he talks about how there's a grade, you know, like there's good actors, there's bad actors, there's bad actors who are good and good actors who are bad and all of this and how they don't overlap and each one, you know, everybody has their own place. But with Nick Cage, you know, how can someone call him a genius for one film and then someone else call him an idiot for that same film? Or, you know, the same person can call him an idiot in his next film. He is a tough egg to crack. That is without a doubt. They mentioned the points of when he's in good movies, he's good. But when he's in bad movies, he's bad. I think that's subjective as, you know, what is a bad movie and what is a good movie. Because a movie like Captain Corelli's Mandolin, that should be a good movie. But it's not. And he does bad in that. Movies like Face Off, that should be a bad movie. But he does great in that. And the thing about Nick Cage, I've determined that Nick Cage is the celebrity equivalent of pineapple on pizza. People who love him are going to root for him and love him in pretty much everything all the time and think it's going to be great and wonderful. And then people who don't, well, they're going to talk about how, you know, it's not good and, you know, rarely if ever should it be part of the bigger culture as a whole. And I feel like Nick kind of falls into that category. And I think that, I don't know. Like, personally, I don't know if he's a good or a bad actor. I love him in some movies, like Face Off, National Treasure, Leaving Las Vegas, Raising Arizona, Gone in 60 Seconds, Lord of War. I've talked all week about how much I love Lord of War. But then there are movies like Captain Corelli's Mandolin and The Knowing and Angry Driver, Bad Driver, what was that one? I don't know. I remember when the DVD came out, it came with special shotgun shot glasses. I still didn't buy it. And Nick Cage is this enigma that I have honestly hurt my brain thinking about. Like, is he good or is he bad? I honestly don't know. And we'll just have to see. I think when he wants to be good, he's great. And when he's just, like, cashing in a paycheck to help pay off some of the debt that we didn't talk about, he's just phoning it in. And I don't know. I honestly don't know. I like him. You know, it's kind of a weird, like, I keep using metaphors because I don't know how to describe this. It's like your high school girlfriend that you see down the road. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, you were cool. Things didn't work out, but I really hope the best for you and life's better now. But, you know, I still think about you from time to time or something, you know, random things like that. That's Nick Cage. It's like, oh, yeah. Remember when you made that good movie? Yeah, okay, I'll give him a second chance. Oh, this was a bad movie. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Let me know what you think. Nick Cage, good or bad? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. We're everywhere. I'd love to hear from you. He's a great meme guy. Yeah, I know he's great at that. Just look for the Night Nerd out there. You can also email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'm really curious as to what people have to say and have to think about this. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Blasting down the highway in the Batmobile, you squealed in delight. We were going to Paris, caught between my passport and a root beer float. I turned the car around 'cause you made fun of me.